Why this course is a companion specialization. One of the most important things to understand about this course is that pet-assisted chaplaincy practice is best understood as a companion specialization. What does that mean? It means this course usually works best when it is paired with other chaplaincy training. It is not mainly designed to repeat all the foundations of chaplaincy. Instead, it adds a practical ministry skill to real ministry settings. In other words, this course is not trying to do everything. It assumes that chaplaincy already involves ministry of presence, role clarity, prayer by permission, spiritual care, boundaries, and wise judgment. Those themes still matter here, of course, but the special focus of this course is different. This course asks a more specific set of questions. How do you know if an animal is really suited for ministry? How do you prepare the animal well? How do you prepare yourself as the handler? How do you read people around animals? How do you avoid awkward, sentimental, or unsafe ministry habits? How do you use an animal well in settings like nursing homes, neighborhood walks, Christmas chaplaincy, or other approved care environments? That is why we call it a companion specialization. A pet-assisted chaplain often serves inside another ministry setting. For example, a community chaplain may walk a dog regularly in a neighborhood, condo complex, retirement area, or apartment setting and become a familiar, approachable, non-threatening presence. The dog may help begin conversations, but the chaplain is still the one who must discern when to listen, when to speak, when to pray, and when to leave well. Or think about nursing home chaplaincy. A calm animal may help lower emotional guardedness for a resident who feels lonely, anxious, or withdrawn. But the chaplain still must understand the nursing home setting, the pace of elder care, the role of staff, the dignity of the resident, and the boundaries of the visit. The same is true in Christmas chaplaincy, disability ministry, church visitation, soul center outreach, or recovery-related settings. The animal does not create the ministry by itself. The animal supports ministry already grounded in a real setting, a real calling, and a real pastoral role. This is very important because it protects the course from becoming shallow. If this course tried to stand entirely on its own, students might begin to think pet-assisted ministry is mainly about showing up with a nice animal. But that is not enough. Real ministry still requires maturity, discernment, spiritual depth, and respect for the setting. So this course is best seen as part of a larger formation path. It can stand alone for learning, but it becomes stronger when paired with chaplain foundations or with a setting-specific specialization like community chaplaincy, nursing home chaplaincy, Christmas chaplaincy, or similar ministry training. That pairing gives this course its strength. It helps you ask not only, how do I use an animal in ministry, but also, what kind of ministry setting am I actually serving in? What permissions exist there? What people am I serving there? What rhythms, boundaries, and expectations belong there? Those are the right questions. A companion specialization strengthens a real ministry setting rather than replacing it. That is what this course is designed to do. It adds practical, field-ready wisdom to chaplaincy so that animal presence can be used with maturity, safety, compassion, and Christ-centered clarity. That is a beautiful thing when it is done well. And that is where we are headed.